Welcome to season two of the Extraordinary Leaders podcast with me, your host, Dolly Waddell, the founder of the People Performance Consultancy. Whilst we are going to be diving into all things extra to our ordinary with regards to leading ourselves, our businesses, our teams, even our life, I want to have an extra nuance in this season. How do we create greater connection with ourselves, with our teams, with the way we lead, and with our businesses and the vision and the goals that that inhabits? So let's dive in and see where this journey takes us. Well, 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 here we are, the first episode of season two of the Extraordinary Leaders podcast with me, your host, Dolly Waddell, the founder of the People Performance Consultancy. Now, I am really excited about this series because of a few reasons. But first of all, I just want to share a little personal excitement. Having done season one, that was a real first. Now, Brené Brown calls the first time you do things, she calls it FFT. I'm not going to swear on this show, but the F, you can imagine what it stands for, but it's F bleep bleep, first time. And the first time we do something always has that sort of expletive feeling to it, like, oh, really? We're changing how we spend our time. We're changing how we approach something. We're stepping into a space where we may fail. And I have done my FFT with season one, and I'm now approaching my season two, where there is another FFT. I've never done season two before. So there's an element of me going, oh my goodness, what's this going to be about? How do I ascend this mountain? But here's the fun thing. When we experience an FFT in a certain area, we then step into momentum. And I'm really thrilled because I feel that I've got the momentum of season one under my belt to propel this season to become even greater, even more extra to the ordinary than season one. And I'm sharing this story for all of you because step into FFT, do something new, because once you've done it, you then build on it. And there's momentum that helps keep you going. So what's this season going to be about that's different or more extra than season one? Well, when I was looking at extraordinary, I want to nod back to what I said in season one. Extraordinary, I have that hyphen there for a really important reason. Without the hyphen, it's just extraordinary. And extraordinary, I find, when you put it with leader, be an extraordinary leader, I find, oh, another burden, another thing we've all got to perform and do really well. Got to be amazing at this, wonderful at that, extraordinary at this. And I am a performer, but even I'm burnt out by all of that. So I choose the word extraordinary as a slightly provocative trigger word, because I don't want you to be extraordinary as another superlative to throw into your life. I want to split the word apart. I want to split it apart ruthlessly. And I want to dial up the ordinary. I want to give the ordinary that capital O. Being ordinary is so undervalued, so overlooked. There's something about sitting on the back row in life, letting others go first, being hidden, that is not really valued in our culture. Now, I want to just share, as a woman, as a mother with four young children, I found that when I was mothering, it was a very ordinary, hidden, backstage thing to experience. And I'm sure for many of you, there are many parts of your job or your life, whatever you're facing, that are really hidden. They're very ordinary components. There's no fanfare. There's no Instagram account attached to it. There's no Twitter feed that's linking it directly. And it's where you spend a large proportion of your time, the ordinary. And it's in those spaces that I have a real reverence and a real excitement and a real passion. Yes, I love the exciting razzmatazz of big key hit moments. you know, the punctuation marks that really stand us out in our life, getting a new job, a promotion, inventing something new, your child's first steps. These things are all great, but they're the things in the front stage, aren't they, that people see on Twitter, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. But I'm not interested in them. I'm interested in the back room, on where you spend your ordinary time, where you have your ordinary moments. Because life is a series, as far as I'm concerned, of an amalgamation, a collection of ordinary moments that add together to make something extra or not. It's the extra that I'm going to be asking people about. How do they add extra to their ordinary? What are those little things that make the ordinary feel more purposeful, or feel that you are able to activate more greatness in those spaces? Ordinariness can, by its nature, its familiarity, slightly pull a mundane bag over our head, and can, by accident, we can live rather unintentionally. We can live rather flatlined lives. Something that I notice, and I know this is a bit of an extreme statement to say, so take it with a pinch of salt. When I observe adults in businesses, I often look at them and think, I wonder, when you were 7 years old, running around a forest, running on the beach, I wonder if you would want to grow into the version of yourself that I see in front of me. I wonder if you wanted to look really serious and frown and not play. I wonder if you were really excited to grow up to become someone that's exhausted and a bull in a china shop in communication, or someone who's really quiet and doesn't feel they can speak up, however you want to look at it. Now, I'm not being a negative Mona Jonah here. Of course, I see people who look extraordinary, exceptional adults. And as a child, they would have loved to have grown up into that version of themselves. But I'm talking about these other spaces, these ordinary ways of operating. I take an older gentleman who is a bit po-faced, or is just a bit, I don't know, let's say has to be right about everything. Did they want to be like that when they were seven? I don't think so. And so for me, when I'm thinking about ordinary life, how we grow up, life knocks us, life shapes us into these spaces, which means that we operate in the ordinariness of life in certain ways, and we do it very accidentally. And I want to question, do we like those ordinary spaces where we operate? Do we like the version of ourselves that we do everyday life with? Or is there something we could do differently? Something we could do extra to that ordinary? If you've joined me on my YouTube channel, you'll see that I talk about quitting, the importance of quitting. And when we're wanting to move into new spaces, to dial up the ordinary, to alter the ordinary, those mundane parts, and dial it into something with a capital O, extraordinary, we need to quit doing what we've always done. We need to quit behaving the way we've always behaved. We need to quit using body language we've always used if it's not giving us that extra. So this series is an opportunity for us together to dive deep into those extra spaces. But I don't want to just interview really brilliant people and go, how are you brilliant? Oh, great. That's inspiring. That's the end of it. No, far from it. I've chosen people that I want to speak to who have got a real clarity on how things can be done differently. People who aren't afraid to innovate, to question the status quo, to play with current rules that we might all accidentally be living by, to expose us to an alternative way, to expose us to an extra way, that we can add to our ordinary and find things might dial up and become a little bit extra ordinary. I have guests that are going to teach us how to move from one state into another with regards to our leadership. And here's the thing that I really want to drive home. For me, the more I think about leadership of ourselves, our teams, our businesses, and our families, the more I distill it to one state, one word, and that is connection. I see so many of us are not connected to ourselves, to the people around us, and to the projects that they're facing. There's this detachment, and it's come in because of tiredness, exhaustion, and being preoccupied and distracted. And I want to really go after that in this series. When I'm talking to people, I want to talk about how can we become more connected with ourselves, with who we are and how we are and where we are. And then from that place, how can we become more connected with those around us? And from that place, how can we be connected to our businesses and the vision and the competitive edge that we're going after? So it's a way of this series, it's a way of looking at those ordinary things that are going to bring us back to ourselves and the people around us in the ordinary spaces. But how do we do that? And how do we find extra things that will really drill that down so that we leave this season feeling like we are way more armed for connection in the ordinary spaces to dial us up into something quite extraordinary as we lead in this current day. So without further ado, let's dive into series two, where we dial up the extra to our ordinary, capital O, and see where this journey takes us together. Stay extraordinary. Thank you for joining me today on the Extraordinary Leaders podcast. Now, if you've enjoyed what you heard today, come and join me on YouTube at the Extraordinary Leaders channel, where I have many top tips, insights, and videos to help you on your journey of becoming an extraordinary leader. Please also, can you hit the subscribe button for this show, because that's how the algorithms work. And finally, if you want to go on your own bespoke journey of extraordinary leadership, then please get in touch. info@dollywaddell.com and see how I can partner with you to dial up those extra things in your ordinary. I'll see you next week.